Right off the bat, I want to take us to Lamentations chapter 3, and you have designated verse 19 to 26. We'll kind of focus there, but I'm going to read from verse 1 through verse 24, and so let's stand together as we look at God's Word this morning. Jeremiah, in writing this brief book of Lamentations, of mourning, declares these things. He says, "I am a man who's seen affliction because of the rod of God's wrath. He has driven me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. And surely against me he has turned his hand repeatedly all the day. He's caused my flesh and my skin to waste away. He's broken my bones. He has besieged and encompassed me with bitterness and hardship. In dark places he's made me dwell like those who've long been dead. He's walled me in so that I cannot go out. He's made my chain heavy. Even when I cry out and call for help, he shuts out my prayer. He's blocked my ways with hewn stone. He's made my paths crooked. He is to me like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in secret places. He's turned aside my ways and torn me to pieces. He's made me desolate. He bent his bow, he set me as a target for the arrow. He made the arrows of his quiver to enter into my inward parts. I become a laughingstock to all my people, their mocking song all the day. He's filled me with bitterness, he's made me drunk with wormwood. He has broken my teeth with gravel and has made me cower in the dust. And my soul's been rejected from peace, I've forgotten happiness. So I say, my strength has perished, and so has my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. And this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord's my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him." Let's pray together. Father, we want to acknowledge, like Jeremiah this morning, Lord God, that though the circumstances of life may prove to be hard and cruel, difficult, even taking us to the brink of death, that, Lord God, there's always hope because you are a faithful God whose mercies never cease. In fact, they're new every day. Lord God, help us to remember that even in the midst of our affliction, that you will not fail. Lord God, forgive us when we forget. Forgive us when we become selfish. Forgive us when we do not remember the many times that you provided. I pray this morning, Father, you direct our hearts to remember your good, remember your faithfulness, so that our hope is restored, that we find joy, and out of that, the strength that you provide. Teach us this morning, would be our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, whom you sent for our souls to be healed. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. As is the case every Thanksgiving season, your pastor has to think of at least three or four ways to give Thanksgiving messages that continue to be fresh. That's difficult to do. Listen, thank God for everything. Sam said it best. I appreciate his ministry to the children this morning. Very, very humble and candid and sincere. And I was right there. I was impressed and blessed. Thank you, Brother Sam, for that time with the children. Thank you for that time with your pastor. But I have been reflecting on things to be thankful for this year, not because there's so few of them, but because I want to be careful not to leave the significant things out. You know, it's very easy for us to remember the big events in life, the big events of everyday occurrences, and to forget sometimes the very significant ways that God has blessed us through the course of our lives, maybe even in small ways. And I think that's why it's good to have this exercise of remembering, thinking back at the ways that God has provided, even through the most difficult of circumstances, God proves to be faithful and to be present and to provide whatever it is that we're needing. Sometimes we're foolish, we close our eyes or become callous or bitter in spirit, and we miss it. But God is not faithless. He remains faithful. And we'll look at that in just a moment. But I want to basically kind of testify just a few categories that I was forced to think on as I thought about Thanksgiving. And the first topic that came to my mind was health. It's not hard to remember that when you get up out of bed in the morning and everything's snap, crackle, pop. As you walk from the bed to the bathroom to brush your teeth, and you look in the mirror and you go, oh, that's what I've become. Used to be a young, strapping, handsome young man, and now I'm not. Health. At my age, I am noticing more and more the little things that are breaking down and the things that former abuses have brought to light in these days. But it also reminds me that God is the creator of this body. I read this morning, He formed me in the secret place. He lovingly put me together. He knew exactly what I needed. He knew exactly how to make me. And God had purpose in that. Even in these days when arthritis is kicking in and when my knees aren't cooperating and my shoulders don't feel the same, even when my feet hurt, God has purpose in this. And in the pain, I can thank God that He has purpose. He's growing my character. I have not prayed as much in my life as I have in this last year, discovering some health issues. The Lord brings us to a place where we can find blessing. He is truly reaching out and ministering to us, even through the most difficult of valleys. He's so faithful. Even in health issues, I praise the Lord that the Lord has watched over the health of my family. I know my father-in-law's been in dire straits throughout this year, and Laura and Greg have ministered to their father, and they've been through it all. So we're grateful. Laura's healthy, and our children are healthy. Our grandchildren are healthy. You know, for a while, our children who went overseas to serve had health issues again and again on top of one another. They seem to be panning out a little. The grandchildren still get a little sniffle or a virus here and there, but the Lord's good, and He's continuing. Our little grandchild who was in the hospital for nearly 3 weeks is home with parents, doing well. We will see her tomorrow and up through Thanksgiving Day, so we're grateful for that. And the Lord's been good. He brings health. Listen, He brings health to everyone. I've been in hospital settings with some of you and in the homes where you've had health issues. And I've prayed with you because I know that my God, your God, is faithful to heal. Your God is ready to give you what you need to get through your difficult circumstances regarding your health. He knows you, and when it's time for us to finally cross over that veil and to be brought into His presence, what a glorious healing that's going to be. That health will not be an issue in eternity. We will be whole, we will be healed, we will be safe from sin and its temptations, and we will have complete freedom. And so there, it's good both ways. The Lord sustains, He keeps, and then He provides all the way through. And so I thank the Lord for health. I think of the scriptures where Job was at death's brink, and God would not allow the devil to take Job all the way. But Job suffered like no other human besides our Christ, and yet God restored him and prospered him and gave him another family. The Lord was good to Job, and the Lord continues to be good. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He came, He walked on this earth. Blind people cried out to Him for mercy, and He gave them sight. Some that had been born blind, He gave sight. Those that were lepers, untouchables of the community, Jesus touched, and He made them whole again, like their newborn baby skin. Those that were mute or deaf and could not hear or speak, Jesus restored that. Paralyzed that had never gotten up and walked, and Jesus touched them and made them to rise up and walk. The dead to come back to life. Jesus ministered to the health needs. He's called the great physician, And he has continued that ministry to this day. We can trust him because he's done it in the past and he'll do it again, just as we sang just a few moments ago. The Lord is faithful. He is a healer. And so thank the Lord for health. Thank the Lord for providing, even through the difficult days. I thought about finances. The Lord has been good to Laura and I. We have been blessed. We aren't rich by the world standards, but we have a home that you have provided that we might have a roof over our heads while we serve you here in this place. And we're grateful for a roof over our heads. We're grateful that we have food on our table each day, three times a day, sometimes more. We thank, and probably shouldn't be, might be part of the health issue. We thank the Lord. We have no real personal debt. We are clear and free of owing anybody anything. We live within our means. We're content with what the Lord has provided for us. We not only have enough to survive and to make it from day to day, but we also are blessed to be able to have some to help others from time to time. When there's others that we want to bless, the Lord's blessed us, we want to turn around and help others, and we have that opportunity. We did that a couple of times this week, and it was refreshing in our spirit to be able to pass that on because the Lord has been good to us. And that's what this giving season's about, too. Is that we have the great privilege and honor to be able to acknowledge what God's put into our hearts and be able to pass it on to others and be a blessing to them just as we have been blessed by Him. I thank the Lord that He has watched over our church finances this past year while at times it has looked bleak. And let me just be honest and candid with you as pastor, I feel a great amount of responsibility and I carry the burden of our church's finances home with me. And I can't help it. It is a part of the ministry. It's a part of leadership. And when we're down in finances, I'm suffering right along with that because I feel responsibility. I'm grateful that in the last two Sundays, the Lord has blessed. We have met budget and above both weeks. Now, I hope you don't say, well, then you don't need any more. We're about $100,000 behind in our budget this year. And so you continue to give as the Lord moves you. That's a blessing. You're blessing your pastor as you continue to do that. One of the burdens that's been lifted is that the Lord has provided for our church building note to be paid off. And so we are free and clear of owing on the building note now. And we can use this church for ministry to the glory of God as a result of that. I do want you to be mindful of those who serve at the Robinson Foundation, that you pass on your gratitude to them. They worked diligently and prayed through that process to help us to make sure that happened. And thank the Lord that He gave foresight to a little lady who had great wealth, a blessing of wealth in her life, that she would be mindful of ministries even after her life was gone to be able to bless in such a way. Thank God He put that in her heart. And you know what? He's going to keep doing that in our hearts. And so I thank the Lord for finances, because that's how He gets His ministry done. He does it through small and weak vessels. He does it through great and big and wealthy vessels. And so the Lord is good, and we can continue to trust Him in that way. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. It's just a matter of believers getting it out of their pockets and putting it where it needs to be. And He blesses us to be able to respond to Him as He does that. And so health and finances, I thought also on relationships. I am grateful first and foremost, even above my marriage to my wife, I'm thankful to be a child of God, that the Lord Jesus Christ came down and died in my place. If the Father loved me so much that He died, sent Jesus to die for me while I was still a sinner, and allowed me to be reborn and adopted as His child. His Spirit that He gave to me reminds me every day that I belong to Him, and I'm grateful for that relationship, that I can come to my daddy, Abba, Father, any day, and pray to Him any moment of any day. And to be able to rely upon Him, to get counsel from Him through the Word, through prayer, through the Spirit. The Lord God is faithful. That's the greatest relationship that I could ever have. And then for my wife, as a gift from God, the next most precious thing in my entire life is my relationship to my wife. And Laura, I love you, and I thank you for being willing to say yes on that Christmas Eve many years ago. I thank the Lord that I've had a helpmate with me. She is my friend. She is a great source of encouragement. She's also a great source of conviction. And I need that. She is just what I needed, and the Lord knew that. So He gave me a helpmate for life. I thank the Lord that she is available to counsel with others when I'm not available. She is a wise woman, and she has grown immensely in the days that the Lord has let me be married to her. And she's become a very valuable part of the ministry. I'm grateful for the relationship I have with our children. When we were first parents, we were very young ourselves. And the Lord, in spite of our ignorance and understanding of what it took to be parents, was able to use us to raise up two godly daughters. And they are now impacting their children and the neighbors and the families that they know. And we're grateful to God that those little girls who used to call me the meanest man in the world will come and visit with me and plop themselves in my lap, and we will laugh and tease each other and love on each other. Wonderful relationships with our children and our grandchildren as well. I am grateful for the relationships within this family of faith. It is a blessing every time that the Lord brings you to a place to serve, at the kinds of close relationships that you begin to have with those that you are investing in. And listen, you're investing in me as well. I get something out of every one of you. In some small way, I learn something from each of you, and it's a blessing to me. The relationships are something you never forget. This past Monday, Ethan and I were privileged to go and represent you at the Baptist General Convention of Texas. And there I saw former pastors I had served with in the Frio River Baptist Association and in the Guadalupe Baptist Association in Victoria. I saw some former members of those churches that were great friends of mine, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being reunited with them and reacquainted with them, and just sharing and celebrating our relationship with one another. Those are blessings you'll never forget, no matter how often you move from one place to another. Those are the relationships that are built in the Spirit, and they don't end. And so I'm grateful for that. I thank you for allowing me to be in a relationship with you in that very special way. I'm grateful to the Lord for some eternal matters. I mentioned my relationship with God through Jesus Christ, but all that comes with that, the fact that He has put His Holy Spirit inside of me and gives me daily and moment by moment information and guidance so that I serve Him in the best possible way. May the Lord forgive me for not always doing that, but I'm grateful that I have access to the greatest resource in the world of His Holy Spirit. And those of you who serve the Lord, you do too. You have access to the fullness of the Lord, the Godhead, through the Holy Spirit who is inside of you and moving. That's what Christ sent Him for, so that we would have His very presence with us. That Holy Spirit helps us to be able to pray appropriately. That Holy Spirit helps us to be able to understand the truth of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit gives us boldness to be able to speak His Word in settings that otherwise we might be fearful or callous to do so. The Holy Spirit, the provision that God gives us, is so that we have this unity by that Spirit where we can work together, cooperate together, serve together in a variety of ways. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the assurance of a future security, the fact that this is not our home. There's a home in heaven. We are citizenship. We have a citizenship in heaven where the Lord and the saints are who've already departed, and that's where we belong. And ultimately, we will get there. In the meantime, we cooperate together. We have a wonderful opportunity to be able to serve Him here in this world. I thank the Lord for ongoing forgiveness of sin, that even though I have been forgiven, my life has been sealed by His Holy Spirit, I am desperately in need daily of forgiveness of sin because I'm not perfect yet. And I find I have to battle thought life, and I have to battle words, and I have to battle actions. And so I'm grateful for ongoing forgiveness. I'm thankful for the call and the privilege, the high privilege that it is to be able to serve Him and to declare His gospel and to be able to have the advantage over you. I get to stand up here and speak to hundreds of people every week And I encourage you, speak to those I can't get to. You have your own little church, your congregation that you're given responsibility to speak to, and that will be my job, is to encourage you to do that. And that's only because the Lord called me to that. Otherwise, I'd probably be sitting in that back corner back there with Kathleen and ready to move out as soon as service was over. And so, praise the Lord for that call. I thank Him every day. All these blessings and others are not the result of my great response or super faith. It is God's faithfulness. It is God who had foresight that when He created me, even before my days were, He had appointed for me what I would be doing, and He has for you as well. It is His faithfulness to the details of life that get us where we are, to get us through what we go through. God's faithful all the time, and He will be. Notice what Jeremiah says in here. He said, "Lord, I'm remembering my affliction, my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness. My soul's remembering this, and I'm bowed down. I am humbled. And as I'm humbled, this is what brings me to recall to mind that You have a loving kindness that never ceases. You are faithful to it every single day. It's new every day. When the sun comes up in the morning, it ought to remind us there's something new coming. The Lord's going to reveal and testify to His faithfulness somewhere through this day. All through the day, He's testifying. And when the sun sets in the evening, we look at the beauty of it. Let's remember, His faithfulness will get us through the night. He is faithful all the time. And His mercies are always new. His loving kindness extends forever. I was directed this morning to look at Psalm 118. Where it reads this in the first few verses, "Give thanks to the Lord because He's good." We sang that this morning over and over again. He's good, good, good. Oh, good, good, good. Oh, remember that. He's good. And His loving kindness is everlasting. His mercy, His faithfulness, it endures. He will not step out of character of who He is. He will always have this loving kindness. The passage says, "Give thanks to the Lord." Okay, Israel, declare this. His loving kindness is everlasting. Okay, house of Aaron, tell Him. Loving kindness is everlasting. Let those who fear the Lord, that includes all of us. You may not be of the house of Aaron. You may not be the house of Israel, not physically. But if you fear the Lord, you've trusted His Christ. Declare. He's good. His loving kindness lasts forever. And if you ever doubt it, I was reminded of the instruction that the Apostle Paul gave to the young pastor Timothy. And as he was sharing with that young pastor, he gave something that he said, this is a trustworthy statement in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. He said, "If we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. And if we're faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself." I love that. You know why? Because I'm faithless sometimes. But His promise is He'll never be faithless. And because of Christ, I have the promise that He will continue to sustain me. Praise the Lord. He's faithful. And it's new every day. And He testifies of it from sunrise to sunset and through the night. He continues to reveal His faithfulness to us. Now, I asked Aaron to bring my hymnal up here, and it's gone. I guess Ethan didn't want me jumping the gun on the hymn again. And so, he set it somewhere. We're going to sing "Great Is Thy Faithfulness" when Ethan gets back out here for an invitation. But I thought it would be good for us to look. It's hymn number 54. Grab your hymnal. I know you may wonder what that little book is in front of you. It's called a hymnal, and it has great hymns in it. And this one in particular, "Great Is Thy Faithfulness," I have been on Sunday evenings dissecting hymns just to kind of look at the scriptural truth of them. And we'll not spend a long time here, but we're going to look at this hymn for just a moment. Notice the first verse stanza, "Great is Your faithfulness, O God my Father. There's no shadow of turning with Thee." In other words, He doesn't change. Scripture says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's an unchanging God. The theological word for that is immutable. He has an immutability about him. He will never be different than he has ever been because he is God. He doesn't change like we do. He remains the same. And there's no shadow of turning with thee. You change not. Your compassions, they never fail. And as you have been, you forever will be. Look at stanza 2. Summer, winter, springtime, harvest. He's talking about the seasons. Sun, moon, and stars and their courses above, talking about the universe, the creation. They all join with all nature in manifold witness to your great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Listen, when you look at a mountain, or when you look at a hill, or if you look at a river, a body of water, when you look at a tree, when you notice a bird singing, think about it. God created even the most, what seems insignificant, the little sparrows have purpose. Jesus used them as an illustration. God takes care of the sparrows. They don't have to worry about what they wear, what they eat. God takes care of them. Will he not care more for you than he does for them? You're of more value. Every piece of creation is his testimony to his great love and mercy for us. The third stanza, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Listen, he gives us pardon for sin. He gives us peace that lasts forever and can't be explained. And he puts his own presence in us to give us cheer or joy and to guide us. He provides strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings, they're all mine, with 10,000 more. Not just what we identify, that he is constantly blessing our lives. With spiritual blessings, physical blessings. Sometimes we just callous our eyes to them. Listen, God's faithful. And when we come to this season of Thanksgiving, let us be mindful to be grateful that he is a faithful God. And that he doesn't fail in meeting the needs that we have. Physical needs, spiritual needs, emotional, mental. He's meeting them all. We just need to acknowledge it. And trust him as he does it his way, rather than insisting that he does it ours. There may be somebody sitting in this place this morning, and you've not really known the Lord that well. You've heard about him. You know about the gift he's given in Christ, but maybe you've never come to the place where you've completely yielded yourself to him and trusted him for salvation. Maybe this morning would be that morning that the Lord would be prompting you to respond to him. Let me tell you, you do that, you'll truly have something to be thankful for. The Lord is always providing. I look back on my life before I knew Jesus. After I became a believer and I began to look back at some things, I could notice where God was planting seeds and active in drawing me to himself. And I look back, now I can see him clearly. When I was in the middle of it, I wasn't getting it. But one day when I did get it, he opened my eyes, and it was amazing. And my life's never been the same. I've testified of some things I give the Lord thanks for. Well, there's a lot more than that. We'd be here a really long time. But suffice it to say, you won't know it until the Lord enters into your life and gives you perspective where you can begin noticing those things. So I encourage you, believer, perhaps you've clouded out the Lord's revelation through disobedience, through selfishness. Maybe you have found a way to distract yourself with some other activities that aren't really God-honoring. Maybe this morning you'd say, you know what? I want to be sensitive. I want to clearly be able to discern how God is blessing my life. Let's yield to him today. Let's enter into this Thanksgiving season being ready to be a blessing to others and to point them to this great God who's faithful. And maybe this morning, if you need to say yes to Jesus, this could be the time that the Lord would draw you in, give you incredible joy and peace and forgiveness. Let's bow together. Father, as we pray in this hour, we acknowledge that you're a good God. Lord God, your word says it clearly. Your spirit is revealing it to us. We have to agree with what we've heard and what you're revealing to us. Lord God, help us to respond properly. Whatever it is you need us to do, Father, move us from where we are to where you need us to be, Lord God, so that you're exalted and honored through our life. move in our hearts now. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.